very important to realize that the priest is talking to God. Not many people today say, especially the younger people, what is the priest saying? I don't want to go to the temple. I don't even know what they're saying. What they're saying has been translated into English, into French, into German, and into other languages as well. It's a very simple things that they're saying. They're saying, come, we're going to bathe you. We're going to give you new clothing. We're going to give you vibhuti. There'll be incense filling the room. Just come and bless us. Very simple English. And yet those same people will learn a completely different computer language, a completely different medical language with no qualms. And even though we've translated and distributed the information what the priest is saying, the still same complaints come up. It's some kind of a propaganda, I would say, to get rid of Sanskrit in the temples. And it's working too. And now, in some temples in India, Sanskrit's been eliminated and the local language is there. The priests are chanting in Tamil language. But a turnaround, they're chanting for the people, not for the gods. They're chanting so the people can understand what is being said. They're not invoking the gods, they're invoking the people to come to the temple. So that'll carry forward now as a popular breakdown of Sanatana Dharma in the New Age pretty soon. Unless it's corrected, we will go to a temple in Livermore, California. We will go to a temple in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we'll hear the priests singing in English to get the people, especially the younger generation, to come to the temple. But we won't feel the vibration of the gods. We will just see stone faces. We'll go to a temple in France. Two of our temples in Germany. We'll go to our temple that we started in Denmark and hear the puja in Danish, in French, in Italian. Why not? Catholics tried it. Vatican II changed the face and liturgy and language of the Catholic Church. I remember before Vatican II, someone took me to a mass in a Catholic church. It was done in Latin. It was so beautiful. It was so uplifting. It was inspiring. I didn't know the meaning of the words in Latin. But you didn't care because you were uplifted. After Vatican II, I had another experience. Only a couple in my life of going to a Catholic church. And there was somebody with a guitar. And they were singing in English. And I felt like every asura in the city was there dancing around, getting to the minds of the people, disturbing the minds of the people, and making their homes chaotic. They destroyed their own religion. They destroyed the darshan of the statues of Saint Teresa, Mother Mary. They destroyed it by changing the vibration and the method of invocation. Rather than invocation, invocating the divine, they were invocating the people to balance the budget. Why now is the Pope so eager to convert those tribals in India and in Nepal? To boost up the numbers, even once converted, they're not going to do very much. Why not convert the highly educated people in Europe, the United States? Because they're not interested. The vibration of the Catholic churches has gone. It's not uplifting. The darshan is not there. Now, do we want to do this to our Hindu temples throughout the world? Do we want to do this to the Hindu people throughout the world? Of course, we know why. In Tamil Nadu, they're promoting puja in Tamil language. It's because government-run temples, they're hiring uneducated people who are jobless to come and ring a bell and light some incense. There's no time to train them in the subtle arts of doing mantra and visualizing the proper visualizations to give the mantram life. They're too impure to invoke the gods. So the temples become tourist attractions with no darshan, no vibration. So darshan not only means sight of the divine, it means the feeling of a person. When you see somebody, it's either uplifting you or that person is making you feel badly. You feel how they feel because they convey a message through their aura. They convey a message through their thoughts. They convey a message through just feeling of who they are. Well educated. Priest of the Sanatana Dharma, who knows his Sanskrit, who knows the proper pronunciation, who knows the proper visualization, can take a banyan tree and turn that tree into a temple by invoking the gods into that tree and the devas around in every branch of that tree and attract crowds that will be benefited and healed mentally, emotionally, and physically. We've seen that done.